One day, maybe around 1983 or 1984, I was at a video store in Fremont. I was standing in the Western section when a guy next to me, sipping Coke from a 7-Eleven cup, pointed to the Magnificent Seven and asked me if I had seen it. "Yes, 13 times," I said. "Charles Bronson dies in it. So do James Coburn and Robert Vaughn." He gave me a pinched-faced look, as if I had just spat in his soda. "Hey, thanks a lot, man," he said, shaking his head and muttering something as he walked away. That was when I learned that in America, you don't reveal the ending of the movie, and if you do, you'll be scorned and made to apologize profusely for having committed the sin of spoiling the end. In Afghanistan, the ending was all that mattered. When Hassan and I came home after watching a Hindi film at Cinema Zainab, what Ali, Rahim Khan, Baba, or the myriad of Baba's friends, second and third cousins milling in and out of the house, wanted to know was this. Did the girl of the film find happiness? Did the bache film, the guy of the film, become kamyab and fulfill his dreams, or was he nakam, doomed to wallow in failure? Was there happiness at the end? They wanted to know. If someone were to ask me today whether the story of Hassan, Sohrab, and me ends with happiness, I wouldn't know what to say. Does anybody's? After all, life is not a Hindi movie. Zindagi migzara, Afghans like to say. Life goes on, unmindful of beginning, end, kamyab, nakam, crisis or catharsis, moving forward like a slow, dusty caravan of coaches. I wouldn't know how to answer that question, despite the matter of last Sunday's tiny miracle. We arrived home about 7 months ago, on a warm day in August of 2001. Soraya picked us up at the airport. I had never been away from Soraya for so long, and when she locked her arms around my neck, when I smelled apples in her hair, I realized how much I had missed her. "You're still the morning sun to my Yalda," I whispered. "What?" she said. "Never mind." I kissed her ear. After, she knelt to eye level with Sohrab. She took his hand and smiled at him. "Salam, Sohrab John. I'm your Khala Soraya. We've all been waiting for you." Looking at her smiling at Sohrab, her eyes tearing over a little, I had a glimpse of the mother she might have been had her own womb not betrayed her. Sohrab shifted on his feet and looked away.